Mr. Ryan?
Chris, I live next to a region of five. I'm not saying that the long-term consequences of selling to Aqua are good or bad at this point. Short-term, I'm not that impressed. The problems where it all came out of this thing came out. You look at the problem, the noise issue initially, light smell issue. He said, solicitation, what do you want? You have to move because the easement is now 20 feet from my house to 30 feet instead of, so I'm a lot closer. And I called Dave, very responsive. I had no problem with anything. Dave, I didn't call the guy's supervisor, which I did. The gentleman, I called a number of times before he called me back the first time. He looked at the situation, never got back to me. Like, I called seven more times over the voicemail, messages with the secretary, and never called me back once. So I sent an email to Dave. Dave got back to me, email, and the gentleman called me that afternoon. So we have to talk about the problem. There were some modifications being made that probably will help and has helped. But my comparison as a homeowner living next to it, had 7 years with Lake Holiday, who was an old 30-year-old pump station that broke all the time. He came out every time, they're polite, very cordial, did the thing I asked. That ended up being a utility board for repair experience. But once we release control, my only comment is, say we go to the SEC, it's even one more step worse than what I experienced. I'm grateful to Dave and Jerry to see Dave in a successful resolution. Good luck if I have to call the SEC every time I have a problem for a technician that's not on the weekend.
You'll still call Dave Engineering. You'll still call Dave Engineering. Those people are going to have to be responsive to us.